Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to stop by my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, where you'll find all sorts of resources and media to help you grow in your knowledge of Scripture and your relationship with Jesus. At BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, you'll find podcasts, videos, articles, books, and Bible studies that are all aimed to help you grow spiritually. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list as well so you can start receiving our weekly newsletter. Now let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Proverbs chapter 14, verse 22, which says, "Do they not go astray who devise evil? Those who devise good meet steadfast love and faithfulness." Our hearts are often making plans. We think about the future and we project all kinds of expectations, outcomes, and timetables on it. We don't know what will actually take place in most instances, but we're usually trying to move in some sort of an intentional direction. What is the greater goal of our plans? For those who invest their mental energy in devising schemes to hurt, defraud, or take advantage of others, their lives will move in a direction that piles up regret after regret. But those who have made the decision to glorify Jesus with their lives, and likewise seek the good of those He has placed in their lives, will gain a greater glimpse of His steadfast love and faithfulness. They will learn to appreciate it more as they live in the midst of it. They will see its effect on the lives of those they bless with the outpouring of their faith. We may struggle to be faithful, but Jesus is always faithful. He isn't fickle. He doesn't change or shift. He has been faithful to us through every season of our lives, and His steadfast love is being shown to us today. As we make our plans, may our hearts seek His glory and the good of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture from Proverbs chapter 14, You show us a contrast. You show us that those who devise evil go astray, but those who devise good meet steadfast love and faithfulness. It's basically this picture of whether or not we welcome Your presence and Your wisdom into our lives, or whether we spend our lives rejecting You. Lord, we know that You've given us the opportunity to know You through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. You allow us to enter into Your presence. You change us. You transform our thinking. You transform our lives. And You give us the opportunity to bless others in Your name. Lord, it's such a privilege to be able to live in such a way that You are put first in our lives. We know that the desire to do that is not a desire that we've conjured up in our minds. It's a desire You placed in our hearts through Your Son. So we thank You, Lord, for the contrast that You make clear to us in Proverbs 14. And we pray that by Your grace, we would be among those who devise good and seek to bless the lives of those that You've given us the privilege to know. We thank You for all of these things, and we commit this day to Your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yancey. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.